Welcome, ladies, to episode 5 on the floor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, and the 5 Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Escape from Twitter. Talk Heat all day long with us and with other Heat fans. Also, suggest new episodes. We're taking them directly from Off the Floor. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Includes Better Edge. You can use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5. RSN, you get $20 to play. What makes this different from the other books that may be also legal in the state of Florida? This one has no VIG. That means you're not giving away money for free. They don't deserve it. You should keep it. Give yourself the best chance. Also, check out the best odds in the betting marketplace so you can find the line that you want instead of the one that they give you. Legal in the state of Florida. Go to betteredge.com. Use the code 5. That's number 5, RSN. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckner said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to 5 on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at 5 Reasons Sports. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We got Brian Fonseca. You can follow him at Brian Fonseca NY. We won't hold the NY against him. I'm a New Yorker by heart also, so we have that in common. All right, so here's where we're going with this. So Greg and I spent about 30 minutes doing an exercise. We decided after the Olympics, of course, the U.S. won. They escaped. They beat France. Not just the men, but also the women escaped in the final both. We decided that we were going to put together U.S. and world teams. So Greg drafted the world. I drafted the U.S. This is for now, a little bit for later, but really who we would pick right now. And we did a snake draft, but of course we weren't picking from the same pool. And I'll just start right here. I hate my team. Unlike the Miami Heat, and what Barry Jackson said, I'm not a fan of what I put together here. I think there were some overreactions, I think, on my part to certain types of players we might need. But one thing is that the two teams are very different. So, Brian, I'm going to give you the teams again, and then we're going to add a rule here, and you're going to be the one to decide which of these teams will win. I guess I kind of gave it away. Although Greg's team basically is like a team that only Pat Riley could love. Everybody's 7 feet or taller. But I'm going to give you the teams here. Let's start with Greg. This is the order in which he picked them. So not necessarily by position or starting lineup, but we can kind of make it out from there. Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Victor Wembanyama, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Franz Wagner, OJ Anunoby. Again, these are all world players born overseas. Greg made a decision not to choose Embiid, even though he was in the player pool. Interesting choice. Sengun from Houston. Lauri Markkanen just signed to a big new contract. Bogdan Bogdanovic. So, in other words, the Hawks, not the one who was with Detroit and the Knicks, et cetera. The one we just saw in the Olympics, paying respect to Carmelo, although it was taken the wrong way.
The better one, yes.
Kristaps Porzingis, and hopefully a better condition Jamal Murray than we saw in the Olympics.
Oof.
Okay, so that's his team, okay? I'll let you ruminate on this for a second, and then I'm going to give you my team, and then what we're going to allow you to do, you can replace one player on each team.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So we did not tell you in advance. Okay, so you can replace one player on each team.
Typical 5 on the Floor fashion.
Nothing here is rehearsed. All right, so here we go. Okay, this team is going to look a lot like the team we just saw on the floor. All right, LeBron James, Steph Curry, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Edwards, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis. 6 guys we just saw play for Team USA. Jimmy Butler, if he has nothing better to do. Your favorite, Kyrie Irving. I knew that would elicit that response from you.
He's fine now. He seems to be okay now, although he's getting older.
He is. Jaylen Brown, because I felt I need to pick a Celtic. Drew is my favorite of the Celtics, but I'm picking Jaylen again because I didn't want to pick Tatum. So I guess that's
why. I just realized that Tatum's not here. Jesus.
Yeah, you did realize that. Okay, that's – well, look, I just want Dave Portnoy to make a ridiculous video about me. Like, he's rooting against America because Tatum's not playing. Idiot. Paolo Banchero. Brunson. Jalen Brunson,
mm-hmm.
Zion Williamson, healthy. The guy we saw in the play-in game. Okay. So there's a long list of guys that I did not take. I mean, Embiid is the one that jumps off the top of my head for Greg. Greg, was there anybody that you regretted looking back at it that you thought maybe you should have plugged in here?
I mean, realistically, I took a lot of bigs, and I recognize that. I tried to make like an alien team of all kinds of shooters and players with length and – I don't know. Maybe I leaned into it a little heavy. Also, the Jamal Murray pick, I just felt like I couldn't leave him out being such a recent champion. But I'm pretty comfortable with the group that I have, basically because I know if we got to like a medal round of any kind in this fictitious world where we do this, I'd only play probably nine guys at most. So I could trim it down and I could feel comfortable with those guys that are at the top of the roster. And but I'm interested if Brian would swap someone out because he's better at knowing the international game. And in this
– Well, you got to make a point on that. So this is the best of seven series. This is the best of seven series. I'm letting the world host the first two games. This is a 2-2-1-1-1 format. Okay, I don't know where we're playing overseas. Probably should be 2-3-2 because of the travel, how long it's going to take to get over wherever it is we're going.
Is it international rules? That's probably the biggest question here. I feel like it should be.
You know, only in the international city. So when the world team is gone, it's like the American League, National League before they got rid of the DH. Or before they added the DH everywhere. So we're going to do it. But when we're in the U.S. city, we're playing by NBA rules, which means flopping is allowed. So but I did not add any of the biggest floppers to this particular team. So there you're at it. So you can replace one guy again. Best of seven series. Oh, here's the other thing. Eric Spoelstra is my coach. Who's your coach? David Blatt. You need a foreign coach. Somebody who's born overseas.
You could do Jordy Fernandez, maybe.
You know what? I'll go with Royal Ivy as my head coach.
Okay. All right. Now, for those who don't know.
That's a good call.
Royal Ivy is the coach of South Sudan. So, yeah. So he probably should get a head coaching job somewhere. All right, so here you go. You got the roster. You know my roster, okay? Now, I'm giving him home court, so I get the last substitution here. So you can sub in someone for him, and then when you see his – now you see his team in totality. With your substitution, you can make another sub for me.
Okay, so for Greg's team.
Yes.
This is hard because, like, you have Jamal Murray on your team, right, Greg?
I do. It's my last.
So I don't know what Jamal Murray am I getting. Like, is the Jamal Murray in Europe going to be the one that played for Canada and the one in America is going to be the one that played for the Nuggets? Like, it's a legit, like, because the one for Canada, he kind of sucked. I thought he was going to be good this year. He didn't even look like he was in great shape. And this is going to sound blasphemous, but like Germany, Dennis Schroeder is better than Canadian Jamal Murray internationally. Like he just was. He was in the Olympics. Well, Jamal Murray didn't even play in the World Cup last year, so we can't even do that comparison. But Dennis Schroeder is a World Cup MVP. Like if we're doing it this way, and if I get – so if Greg is going to have four games at home essentially, what we think is going to be a seven-game series, I'm getting potentially four awesome Dennis Schroeder games, and the other three he'll be okay. Like, I might take Dennis Schroeder just based off of – I'm using Canadian Jamal Murray. I'm using world Jamal Murray, not NBA Jamal Murray.
I think that's fair, though, because even NBA Jamal Murray wasn't the one that won the championship last year. So I think that, like, there's something to watch there. So I'm with you if you want to make that substitution because I thought about it.
I don't want
backcourt. That was a guy that I thought about, but it just felt like, how could I leave Jamal Murray?
You gotta take Yabusele. You could take Patty Mills if you want Patty Mills.
Like we're I don't want people.
Are we gonna go Australian Patty Mills or Heat Patty Mills?
Jamal Murray is
Alvarado, dog.
Oh well, if it were me, look, Jamal Murray is obviously better than Dennis Schroeder, but if we're doing international rules, and if I'm getting like if we're talking current, like Jamal Murray we just saw, like no, the Dennis Schroeder I just saw is better than the Jamal Murray I just saw. I don't expect that to be the case in October, but this is an international series, so it can only happen in the summer. So,
Brian, let me give you another one here. Would you look at RJ Barrett maybe on his team?
Oh, he was really good for Canada this year. He's actually their second best player, maybe after Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's already on the team. The problem is, I don't know who you're putting him in over. You do have a lot of centers, though. Like, there's Jokic is here.
Let's legitimately look at that, okay? Because we're gonna get to my team after the break. But I mean, seriously, how are you playing all these guys? That's my question. You've got Jokic. Okay, by the way, we're playing 40-minute games in the international series and 48-minute games when we play when the NBA hosts games 3, 4, and 6, or the U.S. hosts games 3, 4, and 6. He's got here his bigs. He's got Jokic. I mean, Giannis is a 4 or 5. I mean, basically that's what he plays.
But they both start. Yeah.
Right. Okay. He's got Wagner's a 4, more of a 4, 3, 4. Wemby. You start Wemby with Jokic?
I would just go crazy and go with those
Luka, two. Luka, Shai, Wemby, Jokic, and Giannis.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's who I would start. And then, like, when you shrink the rotation, you got Franz, Luka's not going to guard OG.
Luka's not going to have to guard anybody with those three guys. Not Jokic, but with Wemby and Giannis behind it, Luka's not guarding anybody.
Your second unit would be Schroeder, Franz, OG, and I guess Markkanen and Şengün.
Yep.
Or maybe you'd have Bogdanović instead of Wagner if you want more better shooting. Mm-hmm. But then Wagner would be shelved, and that just doesn't sound right. I mean, this is a stacked if this was the All-Star game.
That's what it should be. That's why we're doing this.
We talked about that, yeah.
Okay. It should be. This is what Silver should do. Like, this would get – this is the solution. This Team Giannis, Team LeBron stuff was stupid. It was just about the draft. That was it.
I didn't like that.
And then the East-West, nobody cares about that. Like, nobody cares about that anymore than they care about division titles. Like, the only way to get these guys to play other than pay them – is make it a U.S. versus the world type thing and get the trash talking before that. But not the fan too. But even so, like that, this is the way to do it. So we're trying to help. We're making a suggestion here. Okay. So are you putting Schroeder in? Is that your pick? Are we missing somebody? Is there anybody else international? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head if there's anybably.
The other big one is probably Pascal Siakam, who I also thought of. You do have a bunch of bigs already. It's like
he's not gonna play
over Porzingis. I probably should have gone Siakam in retrospect.
No, but Porzingis is probably a better fit because of the shooting.
But like, Giannis is gonna get all those minutes on this team.
Yeah, well, and Jokic and Markkanen. Yeah, I suppose like you can do Pascal for Porzingis if you have Markkanen already. If you think Markkanen is actually better than Porzingis, which
who's your other guard? Hold on, you got SGA, you got Luka,
Dennis Schroeder now, or Jamal Murray.
Well, you're
standing
back. Yeah, Bogdanović is going to play a lot of minutes.
And Bogdanović, you just play big. I think OG can guard down a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Play Franz, true. And then also Bogdanović. I mean, I kind of pegged him as one of the role players. Maybe I should have had Lugas Dort as another guy. That would have been a good fit here. But I went with who I went with, and I wouldn't expect Porzingis to play much. Şengün probably would end up on the outside looking in. But that's kind of, you know, where I stand. I wanted an alien type group.
Josh Giddey is probably the only other guard I could think of right now.
No.
You know,
he can't shoot.
He was okay in the Olympics. So I don't know, but you know, the couple feet less, like we don't know how that's going to look in the NBA, but I mean,
You got Ben Simmons rehabbing. Gonna bring him off.
Embiid or Ben Simmons.
Well, that's the crazy thing about this is like literally he took all these centers and he passed on Embiid. He took Şengün instead of Embiid. I like Şengün.
I don't trust the process.
I mean, Embiid, everybody was all in a tizzy because he had one amazing game against Jokic, who was in foul trouble. And then the very next game, he laid another egg. The only other good games he had in the Olympics were against small-ass Brazil and small-ass Puerto Rico. So, and I can say that because I'm Puerto Rican. Our team is small as fuck. We have one dude above 6'8". Like, of course, Joel Embiid needs to play well against that team. Come on.
All right, so that's what we're going with. Schroeder, do you, I don't know, Greg, do you have to approve this or not? You don't, I don't
think. No, that's the pick. Do it.
That's the pick. All right, so that's his team.
By these rules. If this were during the NBA season, I would take Jamal Murray, obviously, and he'd probably be starting on his team.
But we're playing by NBA rules when we come back to America, my friends.
So Dennis Schroeder will be fine.
Right. I mean, he's bounced around a little bit.
A contender will probably trade for him, and then we'll all like him again.
I know. That's typically what happens. All right, so there you go. That's your team. After the break, we're going to get to my team, and then we're going to let Brian work this thing out. It's August, man. We need episodes. We're going to continue, by the way, with this kind of crazy stream of episodes, where we're going to break down the top 40 players in Heat history. We're going to do that over a course of 5 episodes. Greg already has his list. I got to put my list together. We'll get more lists from Off the Floor from the 5 Reasons crew, and we're going to break those down, the top 40 in Heat history. Will Tyler Hero crack the top 20? I think he might. All right, let's get to the next sponsor. I want to mention our friends. What are we doing to Lynette? Was it Water Cleanup? I can't remember. Water Cleanup of South Florida. That's right. WCUFL.com, your one-stop water and mold cleanup shop. From the first leak all the way through the process, they will take you through it. Almost 105-star reviews on Google because they're honest people. If they can't do the job, they will tell you, but they do a great job when they get that opportunity. Again, based in Boca Raton, service the entire Tri-County area. WCUFL.com. That's WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan. They got the guts. All right, I'll read you my team one more time. It's not like any of these guys are unfamiliar. We just saw half of them play together. And one of the reasons I picked Bam was I liked how well he played with the core starting group. So we'll go to it here. LeBron, Curry, Bam, Edwards, Durant, AD, those 6 we just saw play. Jimmy Butler, I'm assuming this is a motivated, healthy Jimmy Butler. Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Paolo Banchero, Jalen Brunson, Zion Williamson. And I know I left good players on the table, so who would you sub in and who would you sub out? And you can't sub in Kat. That's the only rule.
Get Carol out of there.
Well, Kat's Dominican, technically. He plays for the Dominican national team. So he would have qualified. He would have qualified for the red team. Yeah.
You could have taken it. That's true.
I won't draft Karl Anthony Towns. Are you kidding?
I can't because I said Jimmy would walk out.
Yeah. I got certain guys on the do not draft list, and he's on it.
He's on it. Okay, so I can't take him, but here's some names obviously I passed on. Devin Booker, who I was very impressed with during this Olympic run.
Oh, this is Kyrie's tough, then. Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum. Donovan Mitchell. Tyrese Maxey. Those are just a few of the names I passed on. Plus a bunch of really good role players, which if we want a role player to lock somebody up. Again, I kind of feel like I need a 7-footer, but there really is not an option. So I'm rolling smaller with Bam and AD, getting those minutes. I don't even know who's my backup. Who's my 5 behind them? I guess it would be Durant.
Banchero.
I don't have a lot of Banchero. Yeah. I don't have a lot of Zion, I guess. So I have some small ball 5.
Greg also could have taken Sabonis, I just realized.
Interesting.
Instead of Sengun.
Good call. I missed him completely.
I pulled up a list. I was like, yeah, Sabonis also, he technically plays for Lithuania.
And Fox. Fox is another option for me too. But again, I got a lot of guards.
And John Morant.
That's another one.
Kawhi Leonard also. Damian Lillard, I guess.
Can't trust him, Dame. Yeah, I mentioned Dame too.
I think I wanted to go Donovan Mitchell over Kyrie Irving, but you mentioned Devin Booker. And Devin Booker actually played well for Team US, like in a complimentary role. Like that. If you're a Phoenix Suns fan and you saw that, you're like, huh, maybe this could work. And then you realize, like, it's probably not going to, because over the course of the NBA season, all those different things. And inevitably, this is what happened last year's Olympics. Everyone who played in the Olympics, knock on wood, this doesn't happen, but everyone who played in the Olympics might get hurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, granted.
Well, for Bam's sake.
Yeah,
Jovic was already hurt, but yeah.
Well, Khalil Ware will get some playing time for sure.
You could have taken Jovic. You could have taken Jovic. Either of us could have taken Jaime. Also, right?
Either. damn, if he plays for Mexico, they might be pretty good. Yeah, I think the answer is Devin Booker in over. It's probably Kyrie Irving. Just because this list is like, you can't do it over Banchero because you don't have enough size as it is. And Banchero is actually the guy you could look to replace, although I think Banchero is actually going to be a fixture in the program. Like, he'll be on the next Olympic team, I'm pretty sure.
Agreed. I thought he was good in the World Cup, actually.
Who are the other bigs for in the USA pipeline? I mean, you mentioned Evan Mobley on the last pod, but come on. I mean, like,
Jaren Jackson Jr., but we saw that. So those
this
the
is why
–
this is why
– Jared Allen.
This is why they made Joel Embiid – an offer he couldn't refuse, wink, wink, deal, to be the starting center. They needed a center. Like, they needed a center. Right. Otherwise, it would have been Bam Anthony Davis, and they would have had to call, like, Draymond Green back again or something like that. Like,
Draymond would have gone, too. He said he was ready to fly over. Well, he did fly over there. He basically flying over there to talk Gobert. By the way, you didn't pick Gobert either.
He was on the do not draft list.
He has too many centers as it is. And we just saw Gobert, like, get – Gobert was coming off the bench. The defensive player of the year was coming off the bench for a team who played better defensively without him, with a bunch of guys from EuroLeague.
It really is. It really and is Wemby. the worst award decision of this era to have that guy win four defensive player of the year awards. It gives me no faith in the voters at all. Okay? And I made my mistakes when I was a voter, but I do not know how you keep giving it to that guy except that you're just fucking lazy. At this point, like, I mean, there's no evidence he's the best defensive player of the year. Best player at this point.
To the point about the Americans being small, though, it's like, you could also do Tatum for Banchero, but we're just not fucking with Tatum on this episode. It's either you go Devin Booker over Kyrie Irving, or you have to try to find a big to put over Banchero. But, like, is that going to be what, Jared Allen? Jaren Jackson, Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren's interesting, actually.
Cooper Flagg.
A lot of people project Chet to be on the team in 4 years. I can see that.
I think so.
But I don't think he's there yet.
I think he could play in the World Cup in 3 years. You see how he does. And then from there.
You know, another dark horse guy to play in 4 years, Jalen Williams is another guy. I'm not going to take him over Jaylen Brown at this stage. You know what I mean? Like, that would be stupid.
I think it's Chet or Evan Mobley for Banchero if you're doing that. But I'm not sure that either of those guys are better than Banchero. By the
Agreed.
Way, they're supposed to be. They're both supposed to be. But, like,
Mobley's not.
He may be. Like, he may become that, is what I'm saying. But
he's not Bosch. The comparison was Bosch, okay?
And well, no, the comparison for some was Tim Duncan or Kevin Garnett, which...
Yeah, it ain't that either.
Again, he's very young. It's possible, but I mean,
they need to break up that team, honestly, for any of those guys to truly flourish, I think. I mean, they got Mitchell and Garland don't really work, and Mobley and Allen really don't work, but, like, there's enough talent there to get them to the 6th seed, 5th seed, something like that.
Well, I like their new coach very much, so we'll see what he can do first. And they ain't trading Jared Allen if he's there.
I like their new coach too. He should have gotten a job sooner. All right, so what are we doing here? So you don't want to replace Banchero. So are you just gonna do the easy thing and just replace Kyrie? I think that's the direction you would go
with Devin Booker, because I don't know who to replace Banchero with. Chet Holmgren is probably the one, though. Like, if I have to do Banchero, it's probably going to be Chet Holmgren, but I'm mostly just projecting there. It's just projecting.
Okay, so I mean, I have enough at the point guard position. I don't need Kyrie. I've got Curry and Brunson. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And LeBron, okay, who brings up the ball most of
right. LeBron's Curry. Actually your point guard. Yeah.
Right. Well, Brunson will handle when LeBron's off the court. Curry will run around screens and then go through his thing where he scores 12 points in 35 seconds. All right, so we're going to replace Kyrie. All the true hoopers are going to be mad at you for that one. This is, by the way, this is not a political decision.
No, yeah. Brian, he's going into his 14th year, and he looked like shit in the finals for most of it.
He did.
Brian, so
you can't blame the Jewish guy who hosts this podcast. It's not me. I put him on the team. Brian removed him. Okay, so
Kyrie
so,
was good last year, but Devin Booker, I just saw Devin Booker was just good with Team USA in a complimentary role.
Is Devin Booker better than Donovan Mitchell? Not for this team. Is he better? Better player?
I think he's ascended ahead of him. I believe so.
They're on the same tier. I feel like you gotta go Devin Booker based on body of work, but I mean, I think Donovan Mitchell is probably gonna have a better season this coming year, actually. Because I've seen what Kenny can do with guards, and he runs a guard-friendly offense, and I think Donovan Mitchell is going to, like, I think he's going to have a crazy, crazy season.
So when Zion gets hurt, do we call Tatum?
Yes.
You think he'd go?
Sure, but you got to play him, because if you tell him he's not going to play, I don't know if he's going to want to show up. Do that again.
Good point. All right, so I can make a case for Maxey, by the way, in the year.
I think he's one of the guys that's being overlooked when people are projecting, like, what's Team USA going to look like in 4 years. Mm-hmm. Maxey's you only could take 12. Like, I think people are overlooking Maxey. I think people are overlooking Cade because the program has already had him in. They've really liked him, and he's done well in, like, scrimmages and things like that. Like, those are a couple of the other guys.
That's the problem. And Paul George, if you want the vet on there, somebody would consider. All right, so we've got our two teams here. Now Greg and I are going to do this quickly. Greg, give me a starting lineup.
Oh, I've already given it. It's Luka and SGA in the backcourt. It is Wemby, Giannis, and Joker. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to run your asses. Let's see. I'm putting LeBron and Steph in the backcourt. I mean, this is not particularly creative. We just saw this team in the Olympics, but I mean, this is the group I like. LeBron and Steph in the backcourt. Put KD at the three, and I'll start Bam with AD. Jimmy becomes the Swiss Army knife, do everything six man.
Like he Brunson was in 2016, basically.
Correct. Brunson handles off the bench with Edwards.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing Brunson, Edwards, Jimmy,
Zion, and Banchero.
I'll bring one big. Jaylen Brown will sit behind Jimmy, but he'll be available. Okay. He won't either. But he'll be subtweeting for the bench, but that's fine. Okay, at least he's there, unlike Tatum. I could have taken Drew. I would have taken Drew over Tatum. I got one big off the bench, so yeah, I'll say it's Zion. I got Devin available too. So when Anthony Edwards is cold, I'll sub in them.
Yeah.
For me, you heard the starting five. Franz Wagner would play, OG Anunoby would play, and then I guess we're playing Lauri Markkanen, and that's the eight in the gold medal game. in game seven or whatever you want to call it. But you know, you could see spot minutes from any of the other guys, including Dennis Schroeder, who Brian put on the team.
Spo's only playing nine. That's it.
Yeah.
Playing nine. And by the way, on the day of the game, the top nine players will all be hurt, and they'll grab nine guys out of Sioux Falls of America.
Tyler Hero and Cole Swider.
He'll get – this is where Cade will come in.
We have enough.
Scotty Barnes.
Alondis Williams. Drew Smith. Drew Smith will be starting at point. We know the Spo's going to do that. Anyway, now let's assume that my guys are healthy. I mean, there's a little age with some of them. KD, LeBron, Curry. But they've had a long break. Feeling good. You know, there we go. Who wins?
I want to say Team USA, having seen what they just did, but this world team is big, man. Like it's big. And Team USA has they have more depth. I would say, I was going to say they're stronger at guard, but the other team is goddamn Luka and SGA, who are maybe the best two guards in the NBA. Like if we're doing
four of the top five at MVP this year, we're foreign players. I mean,
but this is what I was going to say. If we're doing top five players in the NBA, it's in some order, it's going to be Jokic is going to be there, Giannis, Luka, and SGA. They're all on the world team.
Well, didn't Tatum get the most votes of any MVP candidate from the U.S. this year, right?
I think so.
LeBron and Curry weren't there, nor was Durant.
So. Yeah, and I thought Brunson could have been in other than like over Tatum, which he was on some ballots. But at the same time, like respect to Jalen Brunson, who I think is amazing. And I don't know, he's going into the season as a top, whatever, 10, 15 NBA player now, at least based off of last year. Luka, Jokic, Giannis, SGA, also Wemby. Like he's not in the top five yet, but people think he's going to be maybe even next year. Right. I don't know about that, but you know, soon. And he keeps Wemby, like, I didn't buy into the Wemby hype right away. Like when I saw him, I was like, listen, there's some things he's going to have to clean up, whatever. But you could see if he's healthy, he's going to be really good. And he always like, and I like him because he says shit like, oh, like I'm going to whoop everybody's ass within 2 years. Watch. He doesn't say it like that. But like, there's always quotes coming out about like, he's kind of like,
well, warning us. Yesterday. He said, what was the quote yesterday? He said something to the effect of, hold on, I'll find it.
He's like,
Mike Finger had the quote.
He's like legitimately like an alien from outer space who's coming to warn us that he's going to destroy all of us within the next 2-3 years. That's Victor Wembanyama. Right.
That's basically Ryan, what he said.
That's exactly what he said yesterday. Hold on, I'm going to find it. Let's see if I can find it. He legitimately said that yesterday.
Hold on. And on this team, he doesn't even need the ball. Oh, he just needs to be a role player.
I mean, this literally got 20,000 likes, this tweet. So people know it's. I mean, this got 734 quote tweets. Victor Wembanyama, this is from at Mike Finger. He covers the Spurs. Victor Wembanyama with a silver medal around his neck. Quote, I'm learning and I'm worried for the opponents in a couple of years. Then the question was, in FIBA or the NBA, everywhere.
Everyone.
Like, this is his, like, villain origin story, right?
This
like,
is this the is world it. Team's fifth guy. Like, this is.
I know. That's true. I mean, we will have a little trouble matching up. So I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, we got Luka 6'9 in the backcourt, right? Okay, you've got Jokic, Wembanyama, and Giannis up front. So who's guarding who? Who are we putting Bam on?
Spo's gonna ask Bam
everybody
a lot.
Right? Spo's gonna put him on everybody. And
he's gonna guard
a bunch of foul line jumpers.
Yeah, Bam's gonna guard everybody except Jokic. That's gonna be AD's responsibility.
Have you seen AD's record against Jokic over the past like 6 years? He's never won.
No, but I think with Spo, like if he's starting AD, which I don't know if he would. Like Spo starting.
Good point. Hold on. Spo's coaching this team. So actually, let me go through it.
Bam might actually guard Jokic then.
Bam at the five has to be. Yeah. We'll put Curry and Brunson in the backcourt. He'll put LeBron at the four.
Yeah, he would.
And Durant. He did
that here.
And Durant, yeah. LeBron Durant will be your forwards. He would start. Would he start Curry with Brunson? He probably would.
I think he has too great of a relationship with Anthony Edwards. He would start, even though you want him coming off the bench.
Well, it depends. Is he trying to get Ant to come to Miami in 2 years, 3 years?
Yes.
I mean, he also is probably
going to be. Out that ownership fiasco in Minnesota and say, yeah, let's go get him. I mean, Brunson signed. He signed the extension. You're not getting him out of New York, so screw that one. I know he has.
Edwards is also going to be the the next face of the program, probably. He was fourth in scoring for Team USA this year after Curry, LeBron, and Durant, who the team was built around anyway. No. And so will the documentary, so.
Right, and Curry, they all took him under their wing. You can tell the relationship he developed with Curry.
When the documentary comes out that's produced by Maverick Carter and LeBron James, it's going to be heavily about LeBron, Curry, and Durant, and they're going to make sure to, before the end, anoint Anthony Edwards as the one who's going to carry the torch.
He's not clutch yet, right? But he will be. Right?
Yeah, and then he'll ask out of Minnesota.
Luckily, the Heat don't have a no-clutch rule.
You know what he'll probably do? He'll probably, because LeBron wants ownership reportedly in the Vegas team that's supposed to come. Maybe that's where Anthony Edwards forces himself.
Could be. Well, in Vegas or Seattle, it's going to be one of those two.
LeBron's definitely going to be involved with one of the, probably Vegas.
One of the two. Well, Seattle, maybe Ray Allen's project, in which case that ends up with him there. All right. So anyway, you got to make a decision here because we got a series. People are excited about this. We're starting off. I don't know which world city you're picking. Azerbaijan. It doesn't really matter. The U.S. I think we should. Where should we play in the U.S.? Miami. They'll show up late. Where are we going to put them?
Put them in LA. That's where the next.
No, put them in Seattle. They deserve to see good basketball. They
got USA basketball. We'll put them in Vegas because Vegas gets fucking everything now.
All right. That's so true. Vegas, and I don't know where you want to put it over.
In the world.
Let's go back to Paris.
Yeah. I'm going back to Paris. Paris and games. All right, so you're starting in Paris, first two games there. Then we go, who wins this series? You've made your two substitutions. We got Schroeder in for him.
Yeah.
Booker in for me because you hate Kyrie. Go ahead.
I don't hate Kyrie. I think, the world has home court. The world has four of the top five players in the world and also Wemby, and their bench is not as good as Team USA's bench, and USA can run and shoot and things of that nature. But this world team is really good. I'd probably take them. Like Jokic almost beat Team USA without any of these guys except Bogdan Bogdanovic. And I look, the Serbian team is good. Like I was telling people, like they're shooting. I'm not going to get into the whole thing because I've said it in like eight other places.
Nico didn't even play. That's how good they are.
Yeah, like Serbia is legit. But like if you're giving Jokic Luka, and also if you're giving Luka Jokic, and if you're giving Luka Giannis, and you're giving Giannis Luka, and then you're giving this person SGA, and SGA's get like this is ridiculous. And then with Wemby also, who like all Wemby has to do is defend, which is the one thing that he's already like elite at, and everything else will kind of come. But the defense is already there. Like this world team, man, this world team. I think the world wins. I'll say seven because Spo's on the other side.
Okay, you're telling me Spo's losing a game seven. I don't care if it's in Paris, in London, in Rome, in Barcelona, in Tel Aviv. I don't
all,
care.
All
where
very
this is.
Good basketball environments.
I agree. You're telling me Eric Spoelstra is going in there with LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Drew Smith, who subbed in for Zion, and he's losing a game seven to what is this that somebody called him? A Wemby Baguette Stromile Swift. He's going into that place.
And Royal losing. Ivy.
Yeah, I think Royal Ivy is going to be head coach. Maybe next year. I was going to say within the next 2-3 years, maybe next year. He's not as good as Spo. Spo's the best coach in the world. I mean, like the problem, Ethan, is Team USA has too much talent, right? So like you need to get like, let me see. You got to get like Naz Reid, like role players. Okay. Daniel Gafford, Fred VanVleet.
I looked at Josh Hart. I mean, there's some options out there. No, I looked at some of those role guys, but
Marcus Smart. You know, if you put this world team,
you can't pay me enough to put Marcus Smart on this team. Come on.
If you put this world team, I'm just throwing this. We're having fun on this show, all right? It's August.
Yes.
Caleb Martin. Yeah, because I hope people are going to take this like super seriously, and clearly it's not. We're having a good time. But like,
it's an instructive exercise to just say, basically, like when people say the world is caught up, they're talking about some of these like well-schooled European teams that have been together for a long period of time. So they're because of that. But no, really, in terms of talent, the world is caught up. There's more like high-end talent from outside of America in the NBA right now than there is from America. That's where this is headed. It's almost like tennis at this point, where it's like, I mean, pretty much we may not have any American players in there, and Americans are going to, you know, have, you know, they basically tied themselves to Djokovic or Nadal or Federer or any of the rest of these guys over recent years. Okay, and now the latest crew of all them, that seems to be where the game is headed, which is where they wanted it to head. I mean, the reality. You saw Commissioner Silver's talking about doing like setting up NBA leagues overseas now. So like this is only gonna be greater and greater and greater as we go forward. You look at the program that Deng is building in Africa. You're gonna obviously have players coming out of there as well. And I think China, the pipeline should start again at some point too. So that's kind of why we did this. But again, give me Eric Spoelstra, give me 11 guys from Sioux Falls, and LeBron.
I'd be rooting for your team, Ethan. If I was watching, I'd be rooting for you for Team USA.
Let's see. That's
LeBron, Bam, Edwards, and 9 Skyforce players.
Mm-hmm. People would say that's kind of what they've done with Bam and Jimmy at this point anyway. So it's just sort of the reality. All right. Thank you, Brian. We appreciate it. I lost, but in the end, I really won. Check out our sponsors, Better Edge. Use code 5, where I said water cleanup of Florida. Our top 40 Heat players of all time. How many of these do you think will be undrafted? Let's just predict, top of our heads. How many of the top 40 you think we'll get? I'm going to say 7.
I was going to go 8, yeah.
I was going to go 6, so that's perfect.
And we'll see how many of them end up being undrafted players, but I think a few of them are going to show up.
6 is a lot.
Duncan and Haslam off the top of my head, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
There's got to be a few others, too. I just don't have the list right now.
And we're at 30 minutes. One question about this before we wrap. Are you doing players during their Heat?
Yes. Correct. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So like Gary Payton, Shaquille O'Neal, Ray Allen, guys maybe are more known for what they did elsewhere, but just were doing it in the Heat pocket.
LeSean Leonard's not a top 40 player. No, he was I think it was drafted.
He was a second round pick.
Yeah.
Anthony Carter was an undrafted player.
This draft is going to get really interesting. I can't wait to hear that.
Caleb Martin, Max Strus.
I don't know that they make it. Once you really comb that list.
I will have to take a look at it. I mean, we know who's going to be in the top 5, right? Like, it's going to be Dwayne, LeBron, Jimmy, Bosher, Bam, Timmy, Zoe. Like, we know the top 7, Shaq. There's your 8, right? That's pretty much going to be in there. But
Bosh will be there somewhere.
The most interesting stuff, honestly, we really should do it from 1 down to 40. Yeah.
Yes. No, you should. Don't do 40 to 1 because you got to leave the suspense.
The 8 to 1 is anticlimactic.
Like right. Once you get to like 10, 11, then it's going to be like, oh, where's Tyler Hero going to go?
That's where we end.
I think he's done.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 in Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.